the website that gives you some real excitement without charging you by the minute.
It really is a lot of fun.
TalkZone.com. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for staying with us. Today, I'm talking about what you need to know and do in order to make your year as a title holder smooth and trouble-free. Today's episode was inspired by a listener in Canada. If you'd like to suggest a topic for a show, just click on the Facebook or Twitter graphic at the top of the show page and suggest away. We can't do every show idea, but we try to do what you're most interested in hearing about. Before the break, I was telling you a little bit about some of the things that you need to do in order to be prepared for those 12 months of being the title holder. And of course, now that you've won and you're wearing that cute little bling on your head, you're going to be working with your pageant director during your year. And there are a couple of key things that you can do to get that new relationship with your director off on the right foot. And this doesn't matter if it's a local director, a state director, a national or an international director. These concepts apply at every level. The first thing that you need to remember is that your number one thing is to be as gracious as possible. As the title holder, you're always trying to work your title holder skills. And if you think about it, we all envision a title holder as someone who is poised, self-confident, and gracious in all situations. Certainly, it's easy to be poised, self-confident, and gracious when everything's going well, but really, top elite title holders are also poised and gracious when schedules change, when wardrobe fittings don't necessarily go well, when the schedule is running behind at an appearance, when someone who's supposed to be helping us in appearance doesn't show up on time. So the important thing to remember is, always try to be gracious because that's what you're supposed to be doing as a title holder. The next thing that you need to realize is that it's really, really important that you understand their perspective. Now, notice I'm not saying agree with their perspective. It's just important that we understand their perspective. Generally speaking, for most directors, the number one job for them after you've finished competing, for most directors, they see their number one job as getting ready for the next pageant. And I don't mean your next pageant competition. I mean the pageant that they're going to be producing 12 months from now. By far and away, most directors are totally and completely focused on the actual pageant they're producing. Once that particular pageant is over and you've won, they're now focused on getting ready for next year. They're making their hotel arrangements, their sponsor arrangements, travel arrangements, every type of logistical arrangement there is. They're sending out mailings already to get people excited. So generally speaking, you need to understand that the way they generate money for their pageant is by producing a pageant. And you really need to understand their perspective. What they're really trying to do and achieve as a director is to get people signed up for next year's pageant. Most directors are not really going to be focused on helping you move on to the next level or compete at the next level. That's your responsibility. That's your job. That's what you and your mom or you and your spouse or you and your pageant coach are responsible for. So understand that their perspective is to utilize you as a representative and marketing tool to help attract other people to their pageant next year. Now, how do you do that? Well, the way that you do that is, of course, by making appearances on behalf of the pageant sponsors, and on behalf of your pageant platform. You don't have to be talking about the pageant at every single event because your sash kind of does that for you, doesn't it? It has your name on, the name of the pageant on it. But you need to be, you know, representing a positive influence and inspiration to other women who are considering competing. So make sure that even though you might have a difference of opinion, you might not agree with your director, that you at least understand their expectation. One of the things you also need to do in your first meetings with your new director, whether those are in person or via phone, you need to clarify any appearance expectations that they have. You need to make sure that you understand, will the director be scheduling any or all of your appearances, or are you scheduling any or all of your appearances? If you receive an appearance request directly, do they want to approve it before you accept it, or do They just want an FYI email that you're doing it. You want to clarify what, if any, travel expenses are going to be covered. Are the sponsors covering any travel expenses? What kind of expenses are covered? Is it, you know, mileage and airfare? Is it hotel but not meals? You want to clarify what the expenses are going to be so that you have a real understanding. And you also want to clarify if there are any specific appearance requirements. For example, every year some pageant might have you always make an appearance at the county or the state fair. Another pageant might also require you to go down and do an appearance at the furrier who donated the fur coat for the pageant. So make sure you sit down in a meeting, either phone or in person, and clarify specifically what are the appearance expectations. Just ask them, what are the expectations? How many appearances do I need to make? How many do I schedule myself? What's your role? Those kinds of things are going to help. You also need to right away in that same meeting, you need to clarify what the procedure is to receive any items of the prize package that you have not already received. Will the pageant director be contacting the sponsor and having those items sent to you? Are you responsible for contacting the pageant sponsor to get those items? Are they going to be shipped to you? Do you have to go pick them up in person? Do you get to pick it out personally, or is a standard item? If you clarify how to get your prize package items right away in the first 2 weeks after your win, you're going to raise the likelihood that you actually get the items in your prize package. If you wait 6 months, or God forbid, 11 and a half months. Now, I know you're saying you would never do that, but let me tell you, ladies, people do that all the time. They wait 11 and a half months, or even worse, they wait till they've actually given up their title to collect on their prize package. You need to get all of those items, try to collect on all of the items in your prize package within 2 to 4 weeks of winning the title, because the sponsor is still excited. They're still thrilled that you've won. You've just sent them the photo and the thank you note and the crown shots of you winning the title and telling them how much you appreciate the pageant. Even if you did not use the pageant sponsor as part of your pageant prep, let's say it was a dentist who had teeth whitening and you had your dentist whiten your teeth 4 months before the pageant, before you even decided to enter, and you didn't use the pageant sponsor, you can send them a note. You should send them a note immediately after the pageant that says, thank you so much for sponsoring the pageant. It's sponsors like you that make this pageant possible. I really appreciate your support and look forward to promoting your business. You can just send an email that says something like that. You didn't necessarily use them, but they're still supporting the pageant. These kinds of activities are going to help you collect on that prize package. I know this is one of the most frustrating things for you ladies, and if your director is not providing the prize package to you, you need to jump on it within the first 2 to 4 weeks. Make sure you've sent your thank you note, your little thank you email, the little photos. Make sure you've sent those before you contact them to collect on your prize package. All right, and then the last thing that you need to do is you need to know when it's politely time to draw boundaries. Sometimes directors think that you as a title holder have suddenly become their little personal assistant or their gopher. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to all directors. The vast majority of directors are truly fabulous and contributing to positive ways to pageantry and its contestants. But some pageant directors think that you should be emailing them lovey-dovey emails and telling them how fabulous they are and how much you love doing the pageant. You're so thrilled to win, and you have to send them birthday gifts and Easter gifts and Valentine's Day gift and whatever the heck that holiday was gift. You know what? That's not your responsibility. Their emotional well-being is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to act as a spokesperson for their pageant and to help them market their pageant. It's not your job to be their best girlfriend. It's not your job to be their mommy. It's not your job to act like a surrogate spouse when their spouse is traveling. Your job is to market the pageant and enjoy your year. It's not your job to make them feel good about themselves. So make sure when it's time to politely draw boundaries. If you have any questions how to do that, you know, ask advice from a family friend, your mom, your dad, your spouse, your pageant coach. I mean, I've had more than one conversation with contestants on how to do this tactfully. Make sure you know when it's time to draw boundaries. The next thing you need to do is to establish your fan base. Now, this is an optional step. Not everybody's going to want to do this. If you're competing at a local festival pageant or a small high school pageant, maybe you're not ready for that. Or maybe it's your first state or national competition and you're not sure how you're going to do, so you don't necessarily want to do this. But if you're ready to establish your fan base, you may wish to consider setting up a separate email. So this is not your personal email, because once fans start following you, I'm just telling you, they'll be emailing you and Facebooking you 24/7. And you'll think it's great at first, and then sometimes it can get a little tiny bit out of hand. I'm sure you know what I mean. And so you might want to set up a separate email. Maybe it's got your title in it, you know, Mrs. Fabulous 2010, Mrs. State whatever, you know, 2010 or 2011. And set up a separate email. There's lots of, you know, free emails, Gmail, you know, Yahoo. You can get free emails. And that way, it's an email that's separate from your personal email or your work email, so that you're not getting things that you feel that you have to respond to immediately when you're not in pageant mode. So set up a separate email. You might want to set up a blog. This is what you're going to, you know, keep your fans posted on what appearances you're doing. You're going to post pictures that you're making appearances around the state, post helpful information about your platform. Blogger.com is a great free blogging service. Lots and lots of contestants use it and have beautiful Blogger.com, or also known as Blogspot. I think Blogspot bought Blogger.com, or I don't know, Google owns everything now. But Blogspot is a great place to do your blog. If you want a customized blog with beautiful graphics, just shoot me an email at info@ValerieHayes.com, and I'll give you a referral to a blog design company that I use for my private coaching students. They do a great job, and if you mention my name, they'll offer you a discount. Yay, a discount. So just send me an email, info@ValerieHayes.com. We'll get that out to you. Also, you might want to establish a Facebook presence. You may have your individual personal profile. You may want to use that profile as your pageant profile, and you may want to do a fan page separately. The advantages to using your profile at first is it's really a great way to communicate with everyone who's following you, whether or not they're pageant people, because you're going to be having people who are following you who are not quote-unquote pageant people. And that's a great way to really include everyone. The disadvantage to having a Facebook profile that you're using for your fan base is that it maxes out at 5,000 friends. So if you think you're going to have a huge, gigantic fan base, you might want to think about a fan page, and you can set that up in like less than 5 minutes. If you don't think you're going to have a huge, gigantic following, go ahead and just do it on your profile. It's easier for you to manage. They can watch when you post pictures of your appearances and your competitions. It's just lots of fun. Some of the pageant community is on Twitter. I will tell you that it's been my experience that the bulk of the pageant community and pageant fans are on Facebook very, very actively, and not quite as actively on Twitter. I really enjoy Twitter, and I think it's fun. I like the interactive nature, and it's fast-paced. But I do want to let you know that if you're on Twitter and you're wondering why you don't have a lot of people following you from a pageant perspective, it may be because you need to jump over and do a little more work on Facebook. So that's a little bit about establishing your fan base. The next thing that you're probably wondering about and how to do is how to actually book appearances. Now you've won, you've met with your new director, you've established a way to communicate with your fan base, you've got a separate email, you've got a blog, you're on Facebook and or Twitter, and now you want to get started booking appearances. Of course, you've already met with your director and understood the roles and responsibilities, who's setting up the appearances and who's taking care of all of that and what the logistics and the costs are involved. Now you need to establish your appearance goals. And I really encourage my private coaching students to establish a number of appearances that you want to do per month. Try not to think per year, because that's a little bit overwhelming for everybody. And the activities that you're doing in a given year might change over time. So just look at your month. So at the end of each month, look forward to the next month and think through, how many appearances do I want to make, and what type of appearances are those going to be? Are they judging other pageants? Are they attending other pageants? Are they charitable organizations on behalf of your pageant platform? Maybe you want to reach out to one of your sponsors that really supported you at your pageant competition, so it's a personal sponsor or it's a pageant sponsor that you'd like to have them sponsor you again, go ahead and contact them about making an appearance on their behalf at a marketing event. Maybe they're having an open house for their salon. Maybe they want a guest receptionist at the car dealership for that day. So go ahead and establish how many appearances you want to make that month and then determine what type of appearances you want to be. Then plan out your strategy. Allow extra time to set up your appearances. Don't expect to contact a group or an organization on Monday and have an appearance on Friday or Saturday. It just doesn't happen that fast for most people. So plan out your strategy at the beginning of the month, how and when you're going to be contacting people, how and when you're going to be following up with them. You know, you're going to do the initial contact, either a phone call or email, and then you're going to follow up with them in a few days to see if they got the appearance request from you and if they have any questions, if they'd like additional information about you, your platform, or your pageant. Think out how you can provide helpful information to that decision maker in order to get that appearance scheduled. If you're running into problems, go ahead and ask your fur director for help. Check and see if any of the sponsors have submitted appearance requests for you, or if the director could think of any appearances that would be helpful for the sponsors. Sometimes pageant sponsors don't know that they can request appearances from the title holders. They are just completely unaware. They think all they get is an ad in the program book. So make sure you ask your director for help in either getting your appearances scheduled or in actually working with the sponsors to do appearances on their behalf. And sometimes if you're approaching nonprofit organizations, they're a little weary about getting a call or an email from some random title holder that they don't know or never met. So if they get an email from an official, you know, person, official staff person of the pageant, you know, with the pageant website and information, sometimes they're more likely to accept that type of request. Make sure you keep your director informed about any appearances that you're scheduling on their own. It may be that some directors actually want to approve your appearance before you accept it. It may be that they just want an FYI email so that they know what you're up to during the year. But make sure you keep everybody informed in the loop. Make sure when you're approaching organizations, nonprofit organizations or businesses, that you start early, that you think of it from their perspective. In other words, if you're approaching a car dealership, for example, to do an appearance there because they were their sponsor, don't go and give a presentation about your platform, breast and ovarian cancer, because that doesn't relate to their business. That doesn't meet their business objectives. If you were going to, you know, do an appearance at a car dealership, you might be a celebrity receptionist for a day. Or maybe they're having one of those hot dog and donuts days, and all the little kids can have a picture taken with you, and they take home a Polaroid of you, and you're holding the crown over their head, that kind of thing. Make sure you understand their objectives. Make sure you've developed an information package. Usually this is a nice bio about you of the title holder and a photo. You can send it or email it to people who are considering you for appearances. And make sure you give them specific examples of appearances. Sometimes people have no idea. Yeah, they're like, well, sure, you know, you could come do an appearance here, but I don't really know what you do, right? The car dealership is probably thinking, well, I don't know how you can sell cars and you can't really wash cars. I mean, what would you do? Then you can suggest, you know, I'd be a celebrity receptionist for a day, or maybe I'd do a photo op with the kids, or, you know, do face painting. You know, there's lots of real quick face painting things that you could do. So make sure you're giving them two or three ideas that you could do during your appearance so that they have something to kind of get the ball rolling and brainstorming. Make sure you highlight the benefits to them. Make sure you tell them that you're going to be marketing their business as you promote your appearance. You're going to be letting all of your fans know, and all your Facebook friends and all your Twitter friends know that you're going to be at the ABC car dealership on Saturday and that everybody should stop by. Let them know ahead of time, before they've even invited you for the appearance, what you're going to do to help promote them. And then just follow up, follow up, follow up. And once you've booked that appointment for all that follow-up, make sure you send a thank you note and photo afterwards. Again, this is really, really important to keeping them in the loop and excited and supporting you as a title holder, because you never know when you're going to want them to support you again in the future. All right, so those are some of the things that you can do to get appearances. One of the questions that I personally get a lot of calls about from my private coaching students when they've won their local, state, national, or even international title is, how do you handle problems. Every now and again, you and a member of the pageant staff or the pageant director or a pageant sponsor are going to have a situation where you're approaching an appearance or an event or some kind of prize package issue from different perspectives. And it feels like you've got a problem on your hands. Well, there are 7 rules to handling problems. Okay, rule number 1. Never, ever, 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 ever send an email or make a call when you're upset, frustrated, or angry. When you're upset, frustrated, angry, go ahead and vent all you want to your mom, your dad, your husband, your best friend, your pageant coach, your best pageant friend. Go ahead and vent to those people, but don't ever, ever, ever respond to a sponsor or your pageant director or anyone involved with the pageant when you're upset, frustrated, angry. Wait until you have calmed down, or wait until your mom has calmed down, or your grandmother, whoever it is. Wait until they've calmed down. Because if you're trying to resolve a problem and you're looking for a mutually beneficial arrangement, it's never going to work if you respond when you're upset. Rule number 2, do not send an email that you absolutely, positively do not want posted everywhere on the internet. I've seen emails that are sent to directors or staff members that are supposedly confidential, and within 5 minutes, that director and staff member who's pissed off about the problem too has sent it to 3 to 5 of their best friends, and before you know it, these emails are posted on those void boards and message boards all over the pageant community. And now everybody knows what you said and how you said it. And it often reflects very poorly on you. So don't ever send an email that you don't absolutely positively want posted everywhere on the internet when you're dealing with a problem. Those kinds of situations call for a phone call, not an email. Rule number 3, do not lead with blaming statements. Don't start with, oh my God, I had a terrible year and it's all your fault because I didn't get my prize package. Try to word it as a problem-solving statement. Is there anything that you can help me do to help get this sponsor to come through on the prize package? Is there anything more that I can be doing to help get that appearance scheduled? Is there anything more that I can be doing to, get that travel issue resolved? Don't lead with blaming statements. Then they feel like it's their fault and they're going to go into defensive posture and you're never going to work it out. Rule number 4, seek first to understand, then communicate. The key is listen, listen, listen before you open your mouth. Rule number 5, when in doubt, you're not sure how to handle a situation or not sure what to say, ask advice from someone who knows how to approach the problem. This is your mom, your dad, your best friend who's very tactful, your pageant coach. I can't tell you how many hours I've spent on the phone giving advice on how to deal with tricky situations. They do occur. They're going to come up. We've got to be ready. Rule number 6, stand your ground graciously. If this is an issue that you really can't budge on, the sponsor is trying to make you wear a gown at the next level pageant that you really hate and it's truly hideous on you, go ahead and stand your ground, but do it with a smile and with nice words. Don't, be doing a name calling thing and throw up your hands and stomp out of the store. Stand your ground, but be gracious. And rule number 7, no one is time to give up and move on. I'm telling you that sometimes, not often, but sometimes there are pageant directors who are really not going to come through on what they promised. There are sponsors who are really not going to deliver that prize package. And there are people who are really not operating with your best interests at heart. And sometimes you just have to know when that's just the way it is and it's time to move on. Lastly, let's talk about how to exit beautifully. Your year is over, it's been truly fabulous, and it's time for you to crown your successor. The first thing you want to do is coordinate your travel plans early with your director, especially if they're paying for them. They probably have a limit on what their travel allowance is for you, and if you wait to the last minute, you're going to end up picking up the extra cost of the flight that you've booked, like 7 days before the pageant because you waited to the last minute. Also understand that most directors are using a comped room for the hotel. The hotel has given them a complimentary room for you. So don't wait till the last minute to try to book your complimentary room, because if they've sold that to a cash paying customer, you're not going to get a room. So make sure you get your travel plans early. Select your wardrobe early. Remember to contact the pageant sponsors and offer to wear something from their boutique or from their shop to help promote them at the pageant. That's a great way to get a wardrobe that you love without spending a lot of dollars. Remember to send notes to your pageant sponsors as well as your personal sponsors. You know, I recently got one from a fabulous title holder, and she sent me a summary of her activities for the year. It was a beautiful summary, a little bit about what she'd accomplished with her platform, as well as a photo and a thank you note. And it was beautiful, and I have to tell you, I remember her. Go ahead and arrive early at the pageant, and remember that while you're there, you're both celebrity and staff. The girls that are attending the pageant and competing are going to look up to you as a celebrity, but that you're also there to help. You're not there to be a diva. You're not there to be the center of attention. You're there to be celebrity and staff. So you might need to be helping. You might be checking girls in at orientation. You might be asked to speak to girls. You might be asked to show people the opening number dance or how to model on stage. Remember that you're supposed to be helpful for the next title holders. Remember to thank people in your introductory statements at orientation or in thank you notes, or when you're doing your recorded, you know, that goodbye speech where you're walking on stage and everyone's crying and applauding at the same time. Make sure to thank the people that you feel have really helped you. Some pageants require that you thank the pageant sponsors, whether they've actually helped you during your year or not. Make sure you ask about that, because you may be required to include people. And make sure that you really have a great time during that final walk. Make sure you smile and wave and just have that moment, because even though you're crowning someone and you feel like you're giving something up, you're actually moving on to something that's even bigger and better coming your way. Well, that's it for this week's show. That's everything you need to know to do after you've won. Next week, we'll be giving you the advanced scoop on all the fabulous happenings during Miss USA weekend. We'll talk about the True Beauty Expo, the True Beauty Rocks Fashion Show, and everything else you'll want to do during Miss USA weekend. To get advance notice of all my shows, just sign up for my email at www.valeriehays.com. Thanks again for listening and taking time for Pageant Talk Radio today, the number one live Pageant Talk Radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a Pageant Fab Day.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today, or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.